When Friday morning came, we set out for Osaka by train. In addition to Mr. Beku, who came to help us with our trunks as far as the airport, the little group consisted of Mameha, Pumpkin, and me, as well as an elderly geisha named Shizue. Shizue was from the Pontocho district rather than Gion, and had unattractive glasses and silver hair that made her look even older than she really was. What was worse, her chin had a big cleft in the middle like two breasts. Shizue seemed to view the rest of us as a cedar views the weeds growing beneath it. Mostly she stared out the window of the train, but every so often she opened the clasp of her orange and red handbag to take out a piece of candy and looked at us as if she couldn't see why we had to trouble her with our presence. From Osaka Station, we traveled to the airport in a little bus not much larger than a car, which ran on coal and was very dirty. At last, after an hour or so, we climbed down beside a silver airplane with two great big propellers on the wings. I wasn't at all reassured to see the tiny wheel on which the tail rested, and when we went inside, the aisle sloped downward so dramatically I felt sure the airplane was broken. The men were on board already, sitting in seats at the rear and talking business. In addition to the chairman and Nobu, the minister was there, as well as an elderly man who, as I later learned, was regional director of the Mitsubishi Bank. Seated beside him was a man in his 30s, with a chin just like Shizue's, and glasses as thick as hers, too. As it turned out, Shizue was the longtime mistress of the bank director, and this man was their son. We sat toward the front of the airplane and left the men to their dull conversation. Soon I heard a coughing noise, and the airplane trembled, and when I looked out the window, the giant propeller outside had begun to turn. In a matter of moments, it was whirling its sword-like blades inches away from my face, making the most desperate humming noise. I felt sure it would come tearing through the side of the airplane and slice me in half. Mameha had put me in a window seat, thinking the view might calm me once we were airborne, but now that she saw what the propeller was doing, she refused to switch seats with me. The noise of the engines grew worse, and the airplane began to bump along, turning here and there. Finally, the noise reached its most terrifying volume yet, and the aisle tipped level. After another few moments, we heard a thump and began to rise up into the air. Only when the ground was far below us did someone finally tell me the trip was 700 kilometers and would take nearly 4 hours. When I heard this, I'm afraid my eyes glazed over with tears, and everyone began to laugh at me. I pulled the curtains over the window and tried to calm myself by reading a magazine. Quite some time later, after Mameha had fallen asleep in the seat beside me, I looked up to find Nobu standing in the aisle.